Find the name.
Yeah, we just got to find the name throughout.
Throughout.
Can you believe it? We've made it this far. 2 months. We haven't done one of these.
We tried not to do it for a bit.
We tried. Well, you quit. I quit.
Both quit. But the band's back together.
What? Only after
and you know,
2 months.
You know what? It's not like when actual bands break up and then get back together because the fans wanted them to.
Yeah.
No one mentioned the fact that we hadn't been around for 2 months.
Yeah, no one was like, oh, you've not done one in a while.
No, literally nothing.
Not even my mum.
Yeah, but she doesn't like it.
No, that's true.
Does she listen to your mum?
No.
No.
I don't think she knows I do a podcast.
No, you are.
Yeah. How would she?
It's been eight weeks since we put something out.
It's quite a while. And that means loads of bands have put loads out.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of things have happened. Oh, it's been too long. Oh, we should have done this earlier.
Not long enough. Shall we go do the theme song?
Yeah.
And then kind of just, you know, go into it. Like, should we do that?
Yeah.
Well, it's been so
it's
long.
It's been a while. I don't know what to
do. You know
do.
When you go on holiday from a job?
From work. You come back.
You hate.
Forgotten everything.
Yeah, but like, because you don't care to keep it in your head.
Are you you saying that you hate
no.
this? You bastard.
Okay, so it's episode 72. We have to find...
Oh.
Go on.
I've written down episode 71 here.
No, 72.
Oh, is it 72?
Yeah, you... God,
bloody
it
hell.
We do have to find out the name of the episode.
Can we redo 71?
Throughout.
No. Okay, yeah.
Throughout,
who are we?
What's happened? Could be a megasode. It is a megasode.
What the hell is a megasode?
It's a mega episode.
Oh, wow. It is a megasode.
It's a megasode.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
And we're so rusty.
Yeah.
We thought, why not come straight back with a really long
megasode.
Shit one?
Great. Right, okay.
Okay.
Let's go to the theme song. Here it is.
Right, Matt.
There it was.
Okay, yes. Before we go into the running order and stuff.
Do the rules.
We do the rules.
Yeah.
So the rules are...
If you like it, listen.
Yeah. If you listen,
subscribe.
If you subscribe,
rate it. If you rate it,
tell a friend.
If you tell a friend, message us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
That's wow, seamless.
It's like it's not like we haven't done it for ages. It's like we've been doing it all along.
It's like we've never done it before.
But yeah, it's been a while.
What's happened since we've been away in the last 8 weeks?
The last episode was our Arctangent.
Yeah.
Episode, and we went. We went to it.
We went after that episode. And very quickly, did you like it?
Very quick. It was brilliant. It was so good. So good.
Favorite act?
Quite a few favourite acts.
Yeah, that's not the question I asked, though, is
the
it?
The Callous Dow Boys were...
End, that's it, done.
Right, okay, yours?
End weren't there, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mine were... I think Loathe were my favourite.
Oh, nice.
I liked Loathe a lot.
More than Callous Dow Boys.
I was the opposite of the band name.
And
I liked them. Not Loathe them. Were good, but I was very pissed when they came on. I don't remember a lot of that.
Before that was Death Goals. That was
Death
very good.
Goals were great.
Yep, must have got drunk during Death Goals because there was no break.
Yeah, it was straight in, wasn't it? Yeah, Death
straight
Goals
in.
Were very good. Those are great bands.
Yeah, I remember I lost you one night, you lost me the other night, and then we stayed together the rest of it.
Yeah, we did. And we had VIP access. I spent a long time. I think you disappeared at this stage.
Oh, I didn't go VIP.
No, you didn't.
No.
I spent a long time talking to the singer from the Saint Pierre Snake Invasion.
Yeah,
he was actually lovely.
Yeah,
he was a really nice bloke.
Yeah. Because you always say he's a bit of a dick.
Well, when we see them live, he's got a real arrogance.
Like, oh, he's a bit...
You know what? He's got a real arrogance. And then I was in the VIP with a couple of other mates, and we were looking over at him, and he could see us looking over, and I was saying to them, he's an arrogant guy. And then he clocked me, and then I went over, and I was like, hey, man, you guys are great, as you do. But no, I said to him, I was like, your stage presence is kind of arrogant. He was like, yeah, you've got to project that. And he was very down to earth.
But then you're like,
nice guy.
Yeah, but
I think he's called Damien.
You know, other than
Good
Birds in Row, no one else really projects that.
Birds and Roe were good as well.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they were excellent.
I wrote some notes. I'm not going to go through them all, but I just
saw... Okay, why'd you write them down?
Weege good.
Oh, weege good.
Weege okay.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was...
Was that all you wrote down?
No, no. I wrote loads of things, but that just tickled me just
okay,
there.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, hey, you're welcome. What else have we done?
We've had some holidays. You got
some holidays, yeah.
You got invited to a wedding abroad.
I went to a wedding in France.
Yeah, we spoke about that, I think.
Near La Rochelle.
And La Rochelle.
Croatia. Was that before? That was before the last episode came out, I think, wasn't it?
No.
Was it not?
No, it's been a while. I went to Cos.
Cos, yeah.
Ask me why.
Why?
Cos.
Oh, Christ.
What?
Christ.
Yeah.
That was bad.
It was all right. It was good.
Oh, was it? Okay. I saw some pictures. It looked really nice. The beach
looked really
good.
Nice. We had like a VI beach. It was quite nice.
VIB.
A VI pool as well.
VIP. That's actually VIP. There you go.
I went to see a band. You might know of them.
Go on.
Fit for an Autopsy guitarist.
Yes.
A Killer Be Killed singer.
Yes.
And then some guys from some other band.
Yes.
Saw them twice.
I saw them twice too. Were you there as well?
Yeah.
We were there. Yeah. It's almost like we were there at the same time.
Yeah. Yep. Like they played. I went to the London ones.
Yeah.
What was your best one?
Best one? The second one. I preferred the second
one. Okay. Yeah.
Did you prefer the first one?
I think the first one had... It was like watching a band sort of progress
from day to day in different venues.
From day to day. It was nice.
Yeah.
Glad I went to the
it's good.
First
it's
one.
Quite weird. It's quite weird seeing Greg Puciato up close.
Up close.
I think he's got quite a terrifying face.
Like it's swollen a bit.
There's something going on.
It is,
like a Botox-y...
You know, is a
thing going on.
Is an LA.
He's an LA guy.
That's what they do.
Yeah. There's something going on there. But yeah, they were great. Better Lovers were great.
Yeah, they were very good.
They were better
than you was hoping for.
Friday. So good that I bought a hat.
Yeah. On the Thursday.
On the Thursday, yeah. I did. That's correct.
So yeah, and now well Keith.
Keith Buckley has got some new stuff
out.
He's
got a new song out. So, yeah.
With his band Many Eyes.
Many, Many Eyes. Who are another band.
Who are they?
According to...
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought it was just two brothers who produced stuff.
Oh, no. On Spotify, and you Jamie said you Jaster. Found another band called...
Yeah. So, an unfortunate coincidence for this other person, there is a Many Eyes artist on Spotify that only just released something at the start of September.
Are they metal?
No, it's like a sort of rap thing.
Yeah, it's a rap thing.
But there's about to be a slightly bigger Many Eyes. The current Many Eyes has about 1,000 listeners.
Yep.
And I assume Keith's new band will have about 2,000 listeners.
Yeah, probably.
So that's double.
How many do you... Jordan Buckley's new band?
I think about 40,000.
You know the artist...
formerly known as Every Time I Die. Also, I hear that you sang for a band recently.
Yeah,
live.
The new singer of... Do you know the band The Ocean that
I've heard of
like?
Them. Yeah.
Oh, they were really... They did Secret Disco at Arctangent.
They did. They did.
Which
that was great.
Mad.
Silent Disco Ocean.
Yeah.
That was meant
Secret
to start
Disco,
for about
Silent
4 hours and then eventually it started.
Kept meaning to start. They were meant to... they were replacing Tokyo Horror.
Oh yeah. In the elephant in the bar thing.
And yeah, they ended up doing the Silent Disco.
Yeah, it was good. I've never seen a live band do Silent Disco before.
I've never heard of it.
It was pretty good.
Never heard of it. So yeah, during the Ocean set.
Yes.
In London recently.
Yes.
Loic just threw me the mic and I got to sing.
Do you
some
think
song?
Because you've seen them quite a lot.
Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Yeah.
And you're always at the front of all gigs. You're always one of those guys.
Yeah.
Do you think he recognised you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because a couple of times
you
like,
do it.
Yeah.
You always. You seem to think you know what you're doing.
You're always
along.
Doing it.
You do it.
Go on then.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah. I don't think it was like an annoying, you fucking do it then. I think it was like a nice, friendly.
You don't know. Maybe
no, I know.
Like,
could
well,
be
you
anything.
Do it then if you think you'd do a better job.
I've been touring. I know how to do it. Why are you singing at me? Fucking you do it then if you think you're better. I don't think I'm better.
I think that's what happened.
No, I am. I also saw Skin Failure.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous of that.
I've seen loads of bands in London.
I like them a lot, actually. I love Skin Failure.
Yeah, they were great. And there was about seven people there.
They're doing new material.
Are they doing? No.
As in they're writing a new album.
Oh, right. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's
apparently
exciting.
Exclusive. You heard it first.
Here first. Have you got anything coming up?
We are both going to see William Haven.
Will I Am.
Will I Am. Supporting Will Haven.
Haven. Yes, Will Haven.
Will Haven next
on the
Thursday.
19th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Death Goals is coming up.
Death Goals on the 8th at Muff Club, which is a fucking cool venue.
Yeah, yeah.
A stone's throw from us, Matthew.
A
stone's throw. If you can throw it really far from yours and not as far from mine.
If you throw it from FaZe, you could probably do it.
You actually could if you threw a stone from hers. Yeah,
so yeah, fun. Cool. Right, do you want to tell us what's in store?
It would. Nothing would give me greater pleasure.
Yeah.
Actually, quite a few things would. But.
Let me guess.
Go on.
A coffee.
Keep it clean. Ooh.
That's
I think
a good
this,
one.
Yeah, that would give me greater pleasure than just simply listing what's about to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was quite
a
easy
high
game.
Five.
Depends who it's
from.
With. Go on.
From King Charles.
Okay.
King Charles's big
sausage fingers.
Hands, yeah.
I mean,
I'd be worried they would explode.
And all the sausage fat would come
and
out.
Then it's just like
you break
a
the very
bony
thin skin of his sausage hands.
That'd be terrifying.
I don't know, you know. I feel like the fact that I was high-fiving the king is better than doing the rundown.
Right, yeah.
But high-fiving just a sausage-fingered hand is not appealing.
I feel like this last week I high-fived Jordan Buckley a lot.
You did?
Yeah.
And Greg.
Greg as well, yeah.
Pussiato.
You high-fived him a lot.
I wouldn't want to high-five his face. Break your hand. Right. What's
in store?
What's coming up? I want
the podcast
listener to know. Okay. Running order. We've got a message.
What?
And I've got a little treat for you in messages,
Ooh,
man.
Ooh, I like a treat.
You don't know about that I'm going to surprise you with.
I love it
in
love
the
a
messages section
treat
of the show. And then because it's been 8 weeks since we did anything.
It's been a while.
At all. Worthwhile. We have got a little tiny news segment, which I think we're calling What We Missed.
What the hell did we
what
miss?
What the hell
while
did
we've been
we
away?
Miss? So we've each picked three albums that we really like that actually it's been so long since they came out.
So long.
We can't really talk about them in much detail, but they came out between the last show and this show.
If anything, we're going to mention them and kind of play a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we go very quickly through those, like a sort of.
So quick.
A sort of quick fire round. And
we
then
never
standard.
Know. With me, things might come up.
Oh!
A story might pop up. Who knows?
Oh. Right, James Bond, calm down. And then new releases, album of the week, all go home. And then standard stuff.
Right.
Are you ready?
Do you want to run through who's going to be in the new releases?
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about the what we missed. We'll go through that one.
It's been so long. New releases from, got a big one actually.
Whoa.
Taproot.
Yay!
Omnivortex. Oh, yeah. Capra. What is a capra? Is it a mythical? Is it a goat?
Yeah.
Is it actually a goat?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Harm's Way. The Callous Dowboys. Sentinels. Okay. Alluvial.
Yeah.
And Yersin.
Yeah.
If you're a long-term listener of the show and you started at the beginning, you'll be familiar with Yersin.
Yeah. Favorite band. So
always have been, always will be.
Right, so let's go to messages.
Right, so
we just had the one.
We got one one
in
message.
A week?
One yeah. Mm-hmm. One message. It's
remember the beginning bit if you write to us. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say that. Please write to us and we may see it. So a chap called Justin Allen.
Justin Allen.
Justin Allen 245.
Wait, don't worry. I'm Justin Allen.
He's the 245th Justin Allen.
Oh, nice.
So there's 244 before him that have used
Justin Allen.
First name, surname, number. Yeah. He is Justin Allen 245.
Or his birthday is on the 24th of May.
No, he's the 245th just right, now.
Okay, nice.
So he said, thank you, Siri. He said,
that was that Justin Allen?
Could have been Justin Allen. That was Justin Allen 244 trying to muscle in. Oh, celebrating Ludwig. This is what my watch says. Celebrating Ludwig van Beethoven's 245th year.
Whoa. Well, maybe that's what it's good after. To know. Yeah.
Anyway, Justin Allen messaged saying, just wanted to know when I'm getting my shout out.
Whoa, here it is.
Here it is.
Justin Allen.
Here it is.
Here it is. Justin Allen's great.
Ooh, feels weird saying your catchphrase.
Yeah. Ooh, there it was.
That's not how I sound, is it?
Yeah, oh exactly. Gosh.
And then on the other one, Matt. Right, surprise for you.
Oh, a surprise. It's in the bag.
It's in the bag. What?
Crikey.
In the bag. What's in the bag? What?
This
in
is
the
so
bag.
Exciting.
Very exciting. So, Matt.
I thought it was related to a message. Whoa, Simon Hofmeister.
I'm handing Matt a brown envelope.
Okay. It's brown.
What's inside? What's inside?
Whoa, what the hell? Whoa!
So, for the people who are just listening and thinking, what's going on? A chap on Instagram, a chap who I can only presume is called Dan.
This...
has sent us some fan art.
It's like...
What's it like? Describe it to the listener.
Is it from one of the episodes titles?
Oh, which one? I'm not sure it is.
It looks like a heavy metal Iron Man.
Yeah, it sort of is. A metal robot.
I just wondered if...
So this is the original drawing.
That's awesome.
But he also Matt, this is really good content, audio content for people at home. But he also we'll post this on the gram as well.
Wow.
Look, this is the final one. Look, Matt, that's the final one.
Oh whoa! Oh fucking hell!
Yeah, but he was like, "I'll send you the original drawing."
That's amazing.
So that's the drawing he's done, and then he's done a digital version.
Wow!
Where he's actually written "Make and Tame." I realized when I gave you that to you, it doesn't really say "Make and Tame Metal" on it.
It looks like.
But that's a drawing he did. How good is that?
It looks like
that's fucking
a
great.
Really good album cover.
It does actually.
The that one. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he said, "Keep up the good work." Cheers, Dan Smonsters. Oh, it's Dan Smonsters.
Dan's Monsters.
Yeah. That's clever. Dan's Monsters. Given us some stickers. I might put that on my laptop.
This is awesome.
That's quite cool,
actually. Yeah, that's a really cool sticker.
Anyway, so have a look on Instagram. Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Smonsters. He's got
Dan's
a book out
Smonsters.
As well. He's got a book of his illustrations.
Oh, that's
pretty
sick.
Cool, aren't they?
Can that be our new... Ask me if that could be our new new brand.
I'm sure he'd be fine with that. I don't need to ask him.
It's really good.
I think he'd be very happy about that. Anyway, thank you, Dan.
Is that because remember our titles used to be insane and be about like beasts with weapons?
Yeah, I don't know if it is from that.
Yeah,
I don't. Like, Dan, if you are listening, let us know why you've done this.
No, big fan.
No, it's really cool. We love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan. The Monsters.
Stuff like this, you know, like touching people in this way, man.
This is the best.
That he felt the need to draw something on our behalf.
Yeah.
I think is amazing.
It's the best thing.
It's beautiful.
I've ever seen,
and we are very, very happy.
And these, I'm going to put
and
these stickers
down,
on
actually.
Everything.
Smonsters.
Yeah, we post it
Good
on
lads.
The gram.
Thank you so much. We will post it,
and I'm going to frame the Smonsters.
The stickers are cool as well.
Yeah, that's
great. Very cool. Anyway. Very cool. Again, good bit of visual stuff for the audio listener there.
What a day. Check out, that's a good way to send them to the gram.
Send them to the gram.
So come to the gram and check that out.
Check it out on the gram. We'll stick it on the gram.
It's good, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, thanks, Dan.
Oh, that's amazing.
Smonsters.
That's amazing.
I think that's messages.
Love that. Messages. Can't get over that.
Okay. We don't have a jingle for the what we missed bit, do we?
We don't need it.
We don't need it. Too much effort to make it.
I don't think we need it. We can just sing one now.
Okay.
So it would kind of go...
Should I lead us in?
Yeah, leave it in.
Okay.
What we missed.
Oh.
And then you come up with the guitar bit for that.
I said lead us in.
Oh, right. I thought you said should I leave us in.
So leave us
come
in?
Come up with the guitar bit with your mouth.
Okay.
That goes with that.
Okay, do the vocal again.
What we missed. What we missed.
There we go.
Done. That's how we come up with our jingles.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, great.
Matt's amazing.
Should we mention, as part of this section, we had an idea.
Yeah.
a really clever idea to create a new playlist.
Oh, fuck
after
yeah.
All the other playlists we've made have been such huge successes.
Yeah, we rename it and put a new... Oh, we could put the image of that on.
Oh, of the Dan yeah. Smonsters. Yeah. Yeah, we could.
Perfect.
Let's do that. Anyway, we've made a playlist a called playlist. Standout Tracks. Because every episode, if you're not familiar, we give you a standout track of the stuff that we've liked, but we never made a playlist of it, and now we've done that. We're not going to go back in time.
No, it's from
it's
now.
From now.
Yeah, like a new series has started.
Yeah, in a way. It may as well have done, because I forgot
it. Series 5.
Everything about what to do. Right, yeah, so new playlist exists, and I guess we'll stick it on the gram. Yeah. Okay. Matt, what have you been listening to in the last 8 weeks?
So, I've been listening to, you might know the singer.
Yeah.
Was in Converge for a bit.
Yep.
And they're called Mutoid Man.
Wow.
Bloody great album. The album's called Monsters.
Is
Mutants. Sorry, I just... Dan's Monsters.
Dan's Mutants.
Dan's Mutants. Yeah, it's called Mutants, and it's really good. Really good.
What's good about it?
Over and over and over again. Well, do you want to find out if you'd like it as well?
Yeah.
Because my standout track from it is called Frozen Hearts, and here it is. That was Frozen Hearts.
Mutoid Man. Yeah, pretty good. I'm not
a big
fan of the singing, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, I'm into this one.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Also,
he loves
from
it.
Cave In. It sounds a bit like the latest
Cave In
album.
It does, yeah. A bit more singy.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
I have been enjoying, in the last 8 weeks, Humanity's Last Breath.
Ooh.
The album's called Ashen, came out on the 4th of August. My standout track is Shell.
And here it is!
That was it there.
That was heavier.
Yeah, really fucking heavy. Good, that's what you want. Right.
So, can you remember Ernie?
I remember Ernie.
Ernie.
Nice little Ernie.
Their Serpent and Something album. That was
Serpent and Sorrow?
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, no, this is a feast. No, not Serpent and Sorrow. No. Serpent and...
Something.
Something.
Yeah.
It was a good album, though.
It's really good. But they've got a... new album
that
we missed.
And
you know, like earlier, I was telling you that I'm basically like becoming a member of the Ocean Collective.
Oh, yeah.
This song is about me and it's called Becoming the Ocean. And here it is! It's good.
Yeah, they're pretty good, aren't they? They've got like a bit of a thrashy, don't know, what is it? Thrashy, metally.
They've got like a thrashy, metally, they're kind of like Metallica-y in some bits.
Yeah, sometimes.
Not
proggy in
other
bits.
Yeah,
they're very, very good.
They've got
them a lot.
They're coming to UK.
Coming
soon.
Don't they live in the UK?
Coming to the UK.
They live in the UK.
No, but they're
don't
not
they?
Like always playing, are they?
They're
coming to Leeds, Carlisle, Glasgow, Newcastle, Milton Keynes, Manchester, Birmingham, Brighton, Bristol, and
London. When's that?
I just want to make sure that we're not sort of London-centric on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, good point. Other cities
that
exist.
Is in December.
Wow.
So if you want to come to one that we're most likely to be at, it's on the 16th.
Whoa, where is it? Where are they playing?
They're playing the Boston Music Room.
BMR.
Boston Music Room. It's, their album is Music called Rooms. A Feast of Sorrow.
Yeah, Feast on Sorrow.
A Feast.
Is it on or off?
Oh, yeah, it's off.
I've written on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off.
Have you listened to anything that
we
missed?
Yes. A band by the name of Ken Mode.
How? What's that, sorry?
Ken Mode.
Brilliant.
The album is Void, as in it's not Void, it's still available, it's still right. Around, you can still listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
22nd of September, not even that long ago it came out. It's and oh, right. My standout track
we
is...
We still missed it.
Still missed it. Painless.
And here it is!
Ken Mode. Matt, quick, what else?
I've been listening to a band who, you know, I've liked for many years. They're called Cataclysm.
Yep.
If you don't know what they sound like, this track off their album is called Die as a King, and here it is. That album is called Goliath, and it was out 11th of August. We did bloody miss it, didn't we?
Goliath.
God, we missed
it. If you want to pronounce it incorrectly.
It's usually me that does that. So
absolutely.
Have you listened to anything else?
A high of. The last one on the list of what we missed.
What did we miss?
Is by a little tiny, not very well-known band called
tiny.
Baroness.
Yeah,
the album was called Stone, came out on the 15th of September, and my standout track is called Last Word.
And here it is! Classic Baroness-y sounding.
Very Baroness-y sounding.
Very well, it's them.
Really good album. That's because it's them. Because it's how them. That works.
Great.
Great album. So great, if you great. Missed those as well, then now you don't need to because you know about them.
And
you can go and check them out.
You can check them out on our new playlist.
On our brand
standout
new playlist.
Find it on the
ground. Standout tracks.
So shall we go into the famous section?
One of the most famous sections, actually.
Of the podcast. Yeah. Which is new releases.
Okie dokie. Matthew, I think you're first up.
I'm first in line.
What's happened?
Imagine this, right? I was listening to a lot of stuff.
I can imagine
recently.
That. I can relate to that.
Didn't miss this. How could you miss it? It's Taproot and their album, /.
Sirs.
Don't know how it's S big S big S big S big C / big S big S
big R
big R big S.
It looks like a Wi-Fi password,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Sirs. How do you say a / like in if you got don't say /.
You say the whole /.
You just say /. /.
Yeah.
So it's /.
Yeah. It's like as if you were like, oh, are you going to bet on Guns N' Roses? You're like, I back Slash. It was kind of like that.
It's nothing like that. It's kind of like that. Joke. So this, but you know, like if there was a comma, it means you just pause.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does a backslash make you do anything with your, you know, your intonation and your, you know, your flow?
In the internet age, it's...
Do you have to go back?
It's verbalized. You have to say it.
You just say backslash. Yeah, I suppose you do. HTTPS.
Yeah, backslash, backslash.
Colon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So...
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's backslash... So,
yeah, fair enough.
God knows what they were trying to do there.
Oh, you know what? It's a bit like if someone stands on a snake.
And a snake that is also on a twig.
Yeah. And then they manage to get away. Oh.
Let's cut that bit out and put it on the gram.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
Yeah.
We'll send it to, don't to the, forget to the to band do that. Taproot.
It came out, this album came out on the 29th of September on THC Music. It's 11 songs long, 41 minutes in length. My standout track is Scared Together, and here it is! So, Taproot, if you don't know Taproot, they had an album out called Welcome in year 2002.
You're welcome.
And Gift in the year 2000. And they've been on a hiatus.
No, they had Blue.
They've been on a hiatus ever since.
It's a bit harsh.
And it's taken 21 years to release another album. did you know of Taproot after the song Poem? Came out,
yeah.
Pretty sure that was the last. That's the last time I
poem to myself.
So that was the last time I paid any attention to that.
Oh, you didn't listen to the other one that came out.
No, was it good?
It was all right.
Right, yeah. So that came out. Let's say for fans of Edema, Cold, Spineshank, any early 2000s
new metal band, really.
So basically, Taproot started new metal. And
now they've finished it.
They finished.
Now they've completed
it. And so it's great. So it starts off quite well.
Yeah, first track. I was like, okay, maybe it's gonna be all right.
Yeah. So and then the second track is called Favorite Song,
what on earth is
no one's favorite
what
song?
What on earth is it? It's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
It starts off with somebody going, "Favorite song," but yeah, it's so catchy and sing alongable.
It kind of is catchy, yeah.
Yeah, and I can imagine. I can't wait to be singing along to that at Arctangent.
I would like to see them live, 2024. Just for nostalgia purposes. Yeah. I think.
So, fun fact: taproot. You know, a carrot is a taproot.
Ooh, okay.
But also. Even more fun fact.
What, more fun than that?
More fun than that. Back in the year 2000.
Oh yeah.
I used to want to be...
A carrot.
A carrot. No, I used to want to be in Taproot.
Okay.
No, I was in a band called Takedown. At the time, and I used to... had my hair a bit like the guy from Taproot.
Oh, did you?
I used to wear the Dickies work shirt and Dickies.
Did
you used to
have a shaved eyebrow? Have I made that up?
I didn't. But
yeah, but did he?
Yeah, probably. Looks the type. What's but yeah, called? I used to wear like the Dickies combo.
He wasn't cool, but
but then it seemed cool. And
yeah, I think so.
And I was like so uncool that, you know, I was like, yeah, I couldn't be as cool as other people, but I was like, I could pull that off. Probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a fun little fact there.
Which one is he out of Stephen Richards, Phil Lipscomb, Jared Montague, and Taylor Roberts? He's one of them.
He's one of them. Always one of them. Maybe
Stephen Richards. Oh, Stephen Richards.
Stephen Richards, that's the one.
That's who you were like. Yep. This guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wearing a sort of magician shirt there.
Well, it was in his Dickies era.
That's more of a Dick era for me. Oh, yeah, he's a constant, isn't he, in the band?
Yep.
Him and Phil Lipscomb on bass.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, this new incarnation, brand new lead guitar and drummer, and it's only him and Phil Lipscomb.
Whoa.
For the newest album.
That's cool. New people.
Oh, no, Jared Montague, who was in the band, is back in the band.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This is also good content for the audio listener. The audio listener.
Sorry, listener. But yeah, so that is Taproot. My three-word review is running with...
Yeah, okay, that's really good.
Thanks.
Great. I have been listening to a band called... Omnivortex.
No way.
Or Omnivortex.
Yeah, that's the right way.
They are a dissonant death metal band from Finland.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to do a Finnish voice, but I don't know
what
that is.
I wish you would Finnish.
Oh. The album is called Circulate. The cover is a kind of stormy coastline with a sort of shadow boy on it.
A little shadow boy.
There's a little shadow boy in the right-hand side, if you look closely. Released on the 29th of September. Remember. My favourite standout track, and the standout track, is called Dwells.
And here it is!
There it was.
There was indeed.
Technical blackened death metalers Omnivortex. Present their music in a frenetically twisting and turning way, whether it be from clean melodic passages to raw and dissonant chugs with endless blasting and slapping bass. Omnivortex always have new ideas to offer the listener. From thrashy death metal to dissonant black metal, they offer you soundscapes to remember. Not my words. Not my words. The words of the band. You know what, Matt? I couldn't agree more.
Oh, good.
This is one of the best things I've heard in 8 weeks. No, in a very long time. And
better than Taproot.
Much better than Taproot.
Ooh.
I played it through, I would say I've played this whole album 7 times, and it's only been out for
days.
Yeah, for about 13 days, which is pretty good going. Isn't
pretty
it?
Good going.
So, fun fact for you.
Yes.
And again, this is not my words. The band that
maybe
won...
write something.
No,
it's your podcast.
Our podcast, Matt. Our podcast. But really, it's for the listener.
Yeah.
True. The band that won Wacken Metal Battle Finland.
Ooh, is that like a local bands get to play?
Wacken if they win, I assume.
Brilliant, yeah.
Wacken Metal Battle Finland 2023.
Say that fast 3 times.
Wacken Metal Battle Finland. Wacken Metal Battle Finland.
Without a break.
Wacken Metal Battle Finland. Wacken Metal Battle Finland.
Yes!
Very difficult. Is known for their fierce live energy. This is my favourite bit. Omnivortex gives no mercy and will give no mercy in the future. Cool. Thanks for the last
bit. That's a good bit, yeah.
For fans of Alustrium, Carnossus, and Nightmarer, my three-word review... Nightmarer are great.
Mm.
They're playing the Black Heart soon.
What? Let's go.
Yeah, well, I think it's in the diary. We said we were going to go.
Well, let's get tickets.
Well, let's actually get tickets then.
Yeah.
Well, okay, fine.
Christ.
So, three-word review for Omnivortex, who are from Finland. Don't forget that. Helsinki into the Omnivortex.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah. I might rejig that for
it's It's really good.
Later episodes. Okay, over to you, Matt.
I've been listening to Capra and their album named Errors.
Yes.
It came out on the 6th of October. It's on Metal Blade Records. There's only 10 songs.
No way.
Yep, but it's okay. 31 minutes long.
Whoa!
You can listen to it twice in
That's
an hour.
3 minutes.
South Louisiana metallic hardcore quartet, they are. Imagine.
Wow.
If you don't know Capra, this is their second album. And my standout track on this is, I shouldn't have picked this song because...
Why? Don't you like it?
Obligatory existence.
Yeah, okay.
And here it is!
Yeah, and there it was.
This Capra sounds a bit Every Time I Die-y.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I messaged you when I listened to it and said, sounds a bit like Every Time I Die slowed down on the slowdown setting on a record player.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit, which is no bad thing. It's a bloody good thing.
I've always thought to myself, they need to slow down.
Just put heavy weight on the record player. Yeah. It chugs along nicely, mostly at sort of the same tempo until Kingslayer comes in.
Whoa!
It's got like a doomier opening, and then goes into sort of more of a hardcore, thrashy, almost suicidal tendency bit on there. Tracks like my favourite track could probably cross them over to like a new sort of fan base that likes stuff like Amel and the Sniffers.
Who?
Potentially. Yeah, exactly.
Who's that? They're
quite popular.
Amel and the Sniffers.
Yeah. Yep.
Who's that?
They're a band. They're a band.
Okay.
There's Nora at the end is another bit of a curveball. Gives us more of like a Brutus style sort of, it's got almost dips into sort of posty shoegaziness at the end. But it also manages to have like the heaviest feel of the album, which is like just the drum bit is like heavy and like everything else is kind of mellow. And it's really good. It's a solid, brilliant album for fans of Every Time I Die, Employed to Serve, Suicidal Tendencies.
Yes.
And little fun fact.
Go
for
on.
You. Fun fact. We said it earlier, but yeah, Capra is goat in Italian.
Oh, yeah. We did say that.
Little goats. Yeah.
Is it little goats or just goats?
It's goats. It's Italian for goat.
Okay. Are they
Italian?
Goats
is pretty metal, isn't it?
Goats very.
I don't think they're
very metal.
I don't think they're Italian. They're from South Louisiana, which isn't very.
Well, actually, if you look up Capra, the band, on Google, it does say an animal of the sheep family with horns and a long-haired coat.
There you go.
Oh no, sorry, that's goat. That is goat.
Yeah. And it's just goat in Italian.
Wow.
Fun.
That is both factual
and fun.
And fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what I've been listening to.
Great. I have also been listening to a band that go by the name of Harm's Way.
Whoa.
They're a metallic hardcore band. Metallic hardcore band.
Yeah.
Not dissimilar to Capra, I guess, in
Ooh,
that way.
Yeah.
From Chicago.
That's the other side of America.
Illinois.
Ooh, there's a big bit in the middle that I hear is quite dull.
I've heard similar things about it. Well, they should be familiar with the name of the album, which is called Common Suffering.
Ooh.
The cover is A Cloud of Bodies Raining Other Bodies.
Ooh, that's
quite a cool cover, actually.
Cloddies.
Check it out for those of you with eyes. released on the 29th of the 9th.
Or have someone explain it to you, like a good friend or family member.
Yeah, if you haven't got eyes.
Well, Simon just explained it, and you know,
well, if you haven't got eyes and you don't,
both
you don't,
the good friend and family member,
and you don't
now,
believe me.
Yeah.
Then get someone who's got eyes to look at the cover.
Someone you trust.
I think you'll find they'll say the same as I did. it came out on Metal Blade. I don't know if you're familiar with that label.
Yeah.
34 minutes long. I feel like the guys at Metal Blade would have been like, guys, you're on a big label now. You can do more. You can do longer.
Capro was 31 minutes long on Metal Blade.
Yeah, but are they on Metal Blade?
Yeah, Metal Blade.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe Metal Blade.
We're like, keep it under 40.
Come on, guys.
But over 30.
We've got loads of you to get through. Yeah.
We have to listen to all of these albums.
All this rubbish. My standout track is Devour.
And here it is!
So, I mean, look, let's be honest. It's a huge, throbbing, beat-down, hardcore motherfucker album. Very, very heavy. Kind of does the same thing all the way through, but...
Which is what you want.
Fine.
Yeah.
Because it sounds great.
That's what you want.
Very much enjoyed it. Fun fact for you.
Yes, please.
The lead singer...
Is a goat.
Is a goat. Is terrifyingly hench.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember the Dillinger Escape Plan? Do you remember them?
No. Mm. You have to be more...
more specific.
Killer Be Killed?
That's it. Do you remember Killer Be Killed?
Yes.
You're the lead singer from Killer Be Killed.
Yeah.
Do you remember he used to be quite muscular?
Yeah.
This guy makes him look like Mr. Bean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whilst I'm talking...
Have you got a photo?
Look him up. Okay. The singer from Harm's Way.
Right.
Looking him up. Wow. He's a big guy. Anyway, another fun fact I found, actually, that on the Wikipedia page, very fun fact, the band often drops the apostrophe and presents their name as Harm's Way, with no apostrophe, for aesthetic reasons.
Whoa!
I
know who this is. Yeah, I've seen these.
What, you've seen the guy?
Yeah.
He's fucking huge, isn't he?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's like Lou Ferrigno.
Terrifying.
Fucking massive.
Yeah.
Anyway, for fans of Misery Signals...
Fans of weights.
Weights, yeah. Like fans of bodybuilding, Misery Signals, Jesus Peace, and Judiciary. My three-word review for Harm's Way is get into Harm's Way.
High five you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Way spelled W-H-E-Y because he loves the protein.
Yeah.
The big guy.
Amazing.
The big guy.
I was sick of albums by this point, so moved on to singles.
I mean, two is too many for anyone.
Moved on to singles, I did.
Singles, go on. Yep. Talk to me about those. What does that mean?
It's where they just released one little song. I don't think they're singles anymore, are they? Back in the day, a single would come out on a record, and it would have B-sides. Now, they're just like, here's a fucking song on streaming.
It's a digital song.
Yeah, you consumers. And this is the Callous Dow Boys.
Oh, great.
And they're releasing an EP.
Yes.
But this is a track from it. And this is called Pushing the Pink Envelope. And here it is!
There it was
indeed. If you don't know the Callous Dow Boys, they sort of blend
every
genre of music
and
make it seamless and like perfect. And I love them, and I just need more songs from them.
So good
all the time.
They're just incredible. They're very hard to I can listen to one of their albums lots.
Yeah.
And then if I see them live, I still can't remember what's about to happen.
Yeah, you don't know what's about to happen.
It's so all over the place.
Yeah.
But great.
Live, they are amazing, bloody live. Fantastic.
And they're supporting Tesseract, which is kind of a strange combo.
I'd rather, you know, it'd be good to just see them on their own.
Yeah.
But you can't have everything you want.
That's true. Yes. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah. But yeah, brilliant stuff.
Great.
The EP is out soon. And I think you can get that on vinyl.
Can you?
But it's like...
It's weird, isn't it? Like,
it's three songs. It's only
14 minutes.
Three songs and it's like £30 chipped.
Yeah, not
so
worth it, really.
I won't buy it, but I listen to it on Spotify loads.
Yeah, sure,
and
why not?
Wait for them to release another album.
Another album, yeah.
Buy that.
Great.
Yeah.
I have been listening to a single by a band called Sentinels.
Ooh.
The single is Glitch.
And here it is! Indeed.
Great. This single's great. I love Sentinels. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They have a new EP, unfortunately.
A new EP.
Why is everyone doing EPs these days?
Yeah.
Just skip straight to the, like, add 8 more songs and just do an album.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless.
Why stop delaying things with your EPs? Yeah.
You've done an album.
Yeah.
And that takes ages to sort of push out and get through. And then they had some tracks left over. And they just were like, let's EP those tracks. And
clever.
And then we have an album soon.
Oh, I take it back. It's just good business sense.
None of them are probably doing that, but that's what I do. That's what I do.
Maybe they're doing that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sharp Tone Records, they're on. Their new EP, In Limbo, comes out on the 27th.
Are you sure?
Of October.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not. In Limbo.
Oh, that joke is pretty low.
I've been listening to a band we all love.
Yeah, we do.
Alluvial.
Yeah, great band.
And yeah, bloody brilliant band.
Who did we see them with?
Revocation.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great as well.
And the singer from Alluvial was like walking around being like, hey, recognize me. And no one seemed to care he was there.
Yeah. It was at the Dome.
It was at the Dome.
So, you know.
Well, after Better Lovers, Jordan was walking around getting pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah, everyone recognises Jordan.
Yeah, they do.
Right, so this is Alluvial's new song, Bog Dweller, and here it is!
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I mean, they're just instrumentally unreal, aren't they?
Yeah, they're unreal.
Unreal.
I think they're real, though. We saw them.
Oh, yeah. Instrumentally, they're unreal. Physically, they are real.
Instrumentally, they're
unreal.
They don't
actually play instruments, but
they do
exist.
But when you've got them with a singer...
Yeah.
They're real.
They're real. The last single...
But not the least single
is from a band... they've been our favourite band since we started the podcast, really.
Always
we grew up
band.
With them.
Yep.
And at the beginning of the podcast, they grew up with us. They haven't released anything for a long time.
Yeah, I've been really looking forward to them releasing something new.
Me too. They go by the name.
We should
get them on
chat.
For an anniversary episode.
Try and get them on for a chat.
They're called Yersin. They're from
Yersin.
Sunderland.
Yersin in the house.
the song is Triumphant. Came
and
out
on
the
it is! Hitlers! Sunderland Nets!
Sort of blackened, punky, deathy stuff going on there. They're great. Hopefully they've got an album, I assume, coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
That came out on the 6th of the 9th.
And the guys, Yasin, are called Chris.
Chris and Chris. Rob. And Rob.
And Rob.
Chris, Rob. Nice to have you.
Yes.
Nice to have you.
Yes. Nice to have you back.
Nice to have you back. That's what I meant to say. Not just nice to have you. We don't have you as such.
And I think that's it for new releases.
That's it for new... Oh, shiver my timbers, Matt.
They're shivered.
We haven't... throughout the whole episode, we forgot to pick out something for the episode title.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
Uh-oh.
Shiver my timbers.
Shiver my timbers. Shiver my timbers? Write it down. I have to now. I forgot about that. I'm sure there's been some absolute nuggets.
Shiver my timbers.
Shiver my timbers.
What was the other one?
That'll probably do.
Uh-oh.
That'll probably do.
That'll probably do.
Uh-oh. I mean, really scraping the barrel. What about... That could work.
Didn't I say it was a Megasode earlier?
Megasode. Megasode's quite good.
Yeah.
What's gonna grab the attention of someone who's, you know, never listened to us before?
The ones about nans usually don't go very well
at all, do they? I think lots of our listeners have...
Don't like nans.
No, their nans have passed. Because they're slightly older, our listeners, aren't they?
Yeah.
We've all got dead nans. That's what, as a group of people,
really
we all have in common.
On a motorbike.
All our nans are dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that I think that's the end of that bit.
So that means we have to
one
crown
thing and one thing only.
One of them out of the week.
Wow.
And we don't know who it is until McMulty comes. Smash McMulty's skull against the desk.
Have you fed McMulty in the last 8 weeks?
No. It'd be easier to smash their skull against the desk.
Yep, they're doing very well. The brain damage is lasting.
And then what happens is McMulty... like a Chinese crisp thing.
You mean a cookie.
Fortune cookie.
Chinese crisp. You mean a prawn cracker?
McMulty's skull cracks
like a prawn cracker.
And out comes a bit of paper with the album of the week.
That would be a great... If only we thought of that 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
So here we go. What's... Have we done the album of the week jingle?
Not yet. We can do it now.
It's album of the week. Album of the week. Right. So who's it going to be?
The album of the week this week goes to Omnivortex.
Omnivortex.
And excellent album, Circulate.
Such a good album.
Really
and
good.
You should circulate that around. And
you should
tell
circulate
people
the album
it.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Circulate
yeah.
the information. Circulate
Where are they from?
The album.
Where are they from?
They're from Finland. So next time we're in Finland,
we'll go get you a pint.
We'll hunt
to
you
share.
Down, hunt you down, and buy you a pint.
Buy you a pint. Yeah.
Some people hate. Not necessarily in that order.
Some people hate getting a pint.
Well, buy you a pint and hunt you down.
Whoa! Yeah, buy it first, and then hunt down with it.
Yeah. That's the idea. Yeah.
And then if you're carrying a pint around, some people come out, don't they? There's a beer.
Is that what happens
in Finland,
if you walk into a village with holding a beer, people come out.
Yeah, that's how we find them. Cool. So that's album of the week. That was a long old eps.
Was that a long boy?
That was a long boy.
They always feel short because I'm having such a good time.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope the listeners feel the same way.
Me too.
Yes. You can't say me too.
Oh, sorry. You can. It's actively encouraged.
Oh, but you can't do a me too. No, you should do a me too.
I think we're on rocky ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we're on metally ground.
Yeah, right. So do tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Like if you tell a friend,
if you like
subscribe.
It, listen. Actually, you know what?
Message us.
Subscribing, following is one of the best things you can do.
Subscribe and follow.
That's
please.
Great for us. Yeah. And actually, our follow account has...
Gone down,
you know, it's plateaued.
Yes.
So nice. Please do follow. It's very, very important for us.
And subscribe?
No. Oh, yeah, you know, please, yeah. Subscribe, like, follow, all the above.
Great.
Please tell all your friends, family. If you've got any pets, you know, don't tell them.
If your pets have devices, though, play it on those devices.
Oh, yeah.
For them. Good while idea. You're out of the house. As Good if you're, idea. We're just chatting to your pets.
That's actually a really good idea to get the numbers up.
Yeah.
If you have a dog at home, if you go to work, you leave the dog for a while, put the podcast on.
And then when we finally meet your dog, because I'm going to meet every listener.
Every listener's dog.
That's my goal, is to meet every listener.
So you're going to meet both of them? Where are you going to meet them?
Yeah. Okay. Well, wherever they are.
Okay.
I'll fly
to them. What if one lives in John O'Groats and one in Land's End?
Yep, I'd walk it.
Or do you cycle between them for charity?
So, with charity, Megaton Metal meets all their fans from
Great, John we'll do O'Groats. A road trip. Yeah. A road show.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, record it. Look, the whole point of this is play it to your dog.
And also, if you like it, you know, try and help us get...
Help us, yeah. Get our numbers Please up. Help us.
Because eventually...
it's going to get big, surely. They all do, don't they? All the podcasts do, don't they?
Yeah,
don't
they? Every single podcast.
Don't they?
Even
Off Menu's quite big.
Even that, yeah. And that's got that metal liker, Gamble. Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah. So we should try and get him on this.
I think I saw his mate at... where did we go?
Better Lovers. Oh, cool.
You know, the guy who's always with Art Tangent.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was there.
I should have said something.
Should have said something.
Right, cool.
Anyway.
So have a good night.
Good night.